There is no Sichas Musar for Parshas Mechil Kosai. So we're going to learn next week's Parsha after that, Parshas Bamidbar. It's a good, as we'll see, it's a good connection for Shavuos as well. And then next week, when we do Parshas Bamidbar, we'll worry about what to do then. But this week we're going to do Parshas Bamidbar. So let's see what the Pasuk says. Actually, there's a few Pasukim in the beginning of the Parsha. It says, V'halevi'im lamata avosam lo hispakdu b'socham. Bamidbar begins with the counting of Bnei Yisrael. And multiple times the Torah says the Levim are not included in the counting of Bnei Yisrael. We know the Bnei Yisrael are counted from 20 and up, and the Levim are counted from a month and up. It's a totally different system. It says the Levim are not counted with them. And then it says again, a few psukim later, Achas mata Levi lo sifkod v'yasrosham lo sisa b'soch Bnei Yisrael. But the tribe of Levi are not counted with Bnei Yisrael. And then a third time, Hashem says again, "V'Leviim lo hispaktu b'soch Bnei Yisrael kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe." And the Leviim will not be counted with the rest of Bnei Yisrael as HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted Moshe. Asks Reb Chaim Shalevitz, we get the point. What is this obsession in telling us that the Leviim are not counted with the Jewish people? It's, what else could I have thought? Meaning, logically, I know they're not part of the same count because they're counting different ages and the systems in which they're counted are differently. But the Torah goes out of its way again and again and again to tell us that Bnei Yisrael are not counted together with the Levim and the Levim are not counted with Bnei Yisrael. Why is that? Look at Rashi. Rashi writes at the end of Perek Aleph in Bamidbar, Tzipa Kadosh Baruch Hu she'asida la'amod gezeira al kol ha'nim nim miben esrim shana v'lamala. Rashi says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that there would be eventually a gzeira, a decree. Are we looking at the right side of the page? Okay. There was a decree that at the age of 20 and up, those Jews in the desert would die, Shia Musu Bamidbar. They would die in the desert. Right? When would that happen? By the Chet of the Meraglim, right? From 20 and up, they would die in the desert. Amar, al yu elu b'chal. I don't want my beloved Levim to be within that gzeira, that decree. Fishem shali, because they belong to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing favoritism towards Shevet Levi. Shelo ta'u be'egal, because they did not sin at the egal. Meaning, says Hashem, yes, technically, the tribe of Levi will be involved in Chedem Aragam, and they will have been convinced by what happened, and technically they should be part of the gzeira that those 20 and up will not make into the land of Israel and have to die in the desert. But I don't want that to happen to the Levim, because earlier in the Torah, the Levim did something very special, and they did not sin by the golden calf. And therefore Hashem did not include them specifically within the count, because he wanted them to be separate from the count of the rest of Bnei Yisrael, so they would eventually make it into Eretz Yisrael. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Lamanu Bikan, and he's going now to develop not a Musar idea, so to speak. Tonight is not so much, there is a Musar lesson here, but it's not the main focus. It's really to develop a hashkafic idea, a philosophical idea about how Hashem judges and rewards people versus the rest of the tzibur. And he says what's going on here is collective punishment. That is the lesson over here. That if you are part and you are associated with a group of people who do something wrong, you will be held responsible if you are part of that group. Even if you yourself did not do anything wrong, but there is a midah in Hashem's scales of justice and judgment of collective punishment. There's such a concept. And he's going to develop this idea, he's going to show how we know this is the case, that Hashem will either bless, give good, punish, give bad, depending on which group you associate yourself with. The Yesod Zeh, he says, this Yesod, that whatever happens to the klal, whatever happens to the group, will also happen to the prat, will happen to the individual, is laid out by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on a pasuk in Bamidbar Yudalet. It says, Yehoshua ben Nun chayu. It says, Yehoshua ben Nun lived, and he was not punished in the Chedah Nemarakim, right? Yehoshua and Kalev did not sin, and they were able to live it through the Midbar, and they were not punished with the rest of the spies. asks the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Lo hayet sarach lomar achar sheprat hakosuv amar hanashim motzei b'dibas haaretz ra halamanetzer shlomesu ela osam shetziu dibara. Says the Or HaChaim, why does the Torah have to tell me that Yoshua and Kalev lived? Meaning, I can infer from the fact that the Torah says, quote, those who spoke Lashon Hara about the land of Israel died. So what's the inference the other way? Those who didn't would live. So why is the Torah go out of its way to say, and Yoshua ben Nun lived? That should be obvious. So he says, V'yisbar al pi mash'amr b'masachas Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra develops this idea about Yair ben Menashe. Yair ben Menashe was born in the days of Yaakov, and the Gemara wants to know, how is it that he entered into the land? V'yakum hem anshe ha'ay k'shloshim v'shisha ish ze Yair ben Menashe shakol keruva shal Sanhedrin. All the Yair ben Menashe lived from the days of Yetzias Mitzrayim through the entire episode of the Midbar into the beginning of the conquering of the land of Israel, and he was eventually killed in the war in the battle over the city of Ai. That's what the Gemara says. But so, how could that be? How do you make it all the way through? V'tireis Rav Acha shlo nigzra gzera lo al pachos michaf v'lo al yosem yishishem ad kan. The answer is, he must have been younger than 20. Meaning Yair ben Menashe was a little boy when the episodes of the Meraglim occurred. V'hine mimash lo tire tagamar sheyar hayat tzadik gamur haras l'das ki tzidkas hatzadik lo etzlichu v'agzera hayi. Why didn't the Gemara say, asked the Rechaim, the reason why Yair ben Menashe made it all the way through the desert is because he was a big tzaddik? The answer is what? It doesn't matter if you're a tzaddik. And that's the lesson here of the Rechaim, saying this is what Rechaim Shlomitz is saying. You can be a tremendous tzaddik, but if you are part of a klal that is determined in Shemayim that you should be punished, even the tzaddik will be punished. And that's the point over here. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what you did. Yair ben Menashe, even if he was the biggest tzaddik, that would not have been enough to save him from the gzeros that people should die in the desert. And the same thing over here as well. When it comes to the aspects of the Levium, that if you're part of the group, the gzero will fall on them and you cannot be saved. And that's why Levi had to be counted separately. The Torah wants us to get the lesson. The reason why Shevet Levi is not counted is because Hashem wanted to save them from the episode of the Meraglim. They were separate. They were not part of the Jewish people. Even tzaddikim can be caught in the gzeir of the klal. I think this is something that we can probably all be sensitive to within, certainly the last year of Corona. So many tzaddikim, talmidei chachamim, were taken away, righteous people, at young ages, before we would think that they were ready to leave this world. If there's a gzeira on the tzibor, and there's a shas hashma, there's a time of destruction, nobody is left free. It doesn't matter. Even a tzaddik can be wrapped up in the onesh that comes at that time. Understood? Everybody understands the yisod over here? And he develops this further. It says, It says later on in Bamidbar, Ki li kol b'chor b'nei Yisrael ba'adam v'vehema v'yom hakosi kol b'chor b'eres Mitzrayim hikdashti osamli. That the firstborn b'nei Yisrael belonged to Hashem, and when I struck the firstborn in Mitzrayim, I sanctified them for me. So it's a bit strange. Meaning, why should the firstborn of b'nei Yisrael, who should have died, why should they have died in Makas B'choros? Meaning, what's the inverse relationship here? Because I save them from Makas B'choros, therefore they're holy to me. Were the firstborn Jews supposed to die? So, yeah, the answer is, yeah, it's 100% possible. Look at the Gemara in Bafakama, Samach Aman Aleph. Rav Yosef taught a Braisa. What's the meaning of that which is written in regard to the plague of the firstborn, and none of you shall go out of the opening of his house until the morning? If the plague was not decreed upon the Jewish people, why did the Jewish people have to stay inside? Right? Why did they have to put blood on the doorpost? Everyone understands the question, right? Mm-hmm. If it wasn't on the Jewish people. So the Gemara says, once permission is granted to the destroyer, to the mashchis, once there's a gzeir of destruction to kill, it does not distinguish between righteous and the wicked. If you're part of the tzibor, and there's a gzeira on the group, you can be included in there as well, even if you are righteous. Says the Ran, the Drasha Saran, Rabbeinu Nisim, one of the great Rishonim, the book of the Drasha Saran is a major work of Hashkafa, foundation of Amuna. If you are interested in a real serious work of what it means to think as a Jew and what Jews believe in, I would highly recommend it. Our school has just finished translating in two volumes the Drasha Saran. Very, very beautiful pieces. So he writes in Drush Ches, Hine nisbar mizeh shekasher nischadesh shefa shofa, mamshich eze davar mazik. If there's a shefa, if there's a flow, if there's a something coming down from the heavens of something damaging, yikabel bo hezek gam isha sher inenu roi she'anash kafi ma'asav. No who can be struck in that gzeira, even someone who is an innocent bystander, can be hurt in that gzeira. Unless he has something that is outstanding that will save him, the hezek, the damage will come and affect him as being part of the klal. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu in Dvarim Aleph, ki gam bi hisanef Hashem b'chalalchem lemor gam ata lo savosham. So Moshe Rabbeinu seems to be saying, and this is what the Ramban says, Yomer hinei hachatecheicha masher asisam be'esahi b'meraglim manu mikem eretz hatova. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to the Jewish people, you sinned by the chet of the meraglim, and that led that by mei meriva, by the sin of hitting the rock, I was included in that gzeira as well. Meaning, it was because I was with the klal, I was part of the Jewish people, Hashem prevented me from going into Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean exactly? So listen to a wild Medrash Tanchuma. Ready for this? This is a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Vayeshev. Ze she'amar hakasov. The pasuk says, L'chu chazu mefa'alos Elohim, nor alil al bnei Adam. It says, I want you to go see the actions of Hashem, which are amazing, and they are according to the deeds of bnei Adam of people. Amar Rav Yishuv ben Karacha, Af hano ra'os she'at ha'mevi aleinu ba'alila es mevi'in. The Medrash says that all of the things, all of the amazing or terrible things that Hashem does for us, they always come ba'alila. Ba'alila means a pretext. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets things up that whichever individual is supposed to get what they are supposed to get, it is already set up beforehand that it doesn't come out of nowhere. It's already been set in motion. Bo re'e k'shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu es ha'olam b'yom ha'rishon bara malach ha'mabas. So the Gemara gives an example. The Medrash gives an example to explain what it means. It says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, He created the Malach HaMavas on the first day. How do I know that Hashem created the Malach HaMavas death? Minayin, Amar Rav Barachi, it says, Mishum Shnei Amar, V'choshech Al Pnei Tahom. You all learned this year, right? That darkness, how you didn't get up to that yet? No, still? You're still in Pasuk Al? V'choshech Al Pnei Tahom. That darkness hovered above the depths. This is the opening of Bereishis. Says the Medrash, Zem Malach HaMavas. This is the Malach HaMavas. HaMachshich Pneihem Shabrios, which darkens the face of creation. That makes people sad. The Malach HaMavas was already there on the first day of creation. V'Adam Nivra B'Shishi. Now, Adam was created on which day? The sixth day. V'Alila Natlabo. But this was all a pretext. It was all a setup. Shu Hehevias HaMisal Olam. In order to bring death into the world. Now, I want to be clear here. This carries a lot of theological implications, a lot of questions, but just understand the Medrash simply. Shnei Amar, Ki Vayom Echalchecha Mimenu Mos Tamos. Meaning, Hashem, it says in the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up Adam and Chava to sin from the Eitz Hadas in order to allow Misa, death, to come into the world. The Malach HaMavos is already ready on day one that there should be death in the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated a pretext, a story that would essentially allow the Malach HaMavos and death to come into the world. He says, V'chein atamotzi shamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. We find the same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. It says in Dvarim, Im yireh ish ba'anashim ha'ila hador hara hazeh es ha'aretz ha'tova, that this man with these people, this generation that sinned, will not see the good land. Ish Zerah, who is this Ish? This is Moshe. Tichsev, Vayish Moshe Anav, the man Moshe was humble. The Kaman Sha'amar Lehem Shemuna Hamorim. When Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, listen now, you rebellious people. And then he goes and he hits the rock. And he does that catastrophic event that changes the course of Jewish history. Amar Lehem Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lechem Lo Saviyu Asakal Hazeh, Havei Nora Aliva. And now you won't bring them into Eretz Yisrael? That was all a pretext. It was all a setup. Hashem had no intentions for allowing Moshe Rabbeinu to go into Eretz Yisrael, and all of the events of the hitting the rock was already there in order to make sure that he would not go into the land. So he explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him to go in. Why? He says, Shushnei cheshbonos kayamim ba'olam. There are always two things going on in the world. Cheshbon haklali, kafi shigzeira chachmaso yisparach banagos olam kulo, the general way Hashem runs the world, the cheshbon haprati shal kal yachid, and the individual calculations as individuals here. V'umishtalei b'cheshbon kali alidei alila. And sometimes the general calculation is a pretext, is like a way to get to something else. Han alidei ma'asav shalo atzmo. Ha'olam nivra uvo umes, uvo hamaves. The world was created with death. But the only way to get death into the world was through sin. And that's why Hashem introduced into the world. Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Ramban, was part of the Chet HaMeraglim. He was part of the Klal. But he was such a great tzaddik. He was such part. This is what he says over here. He says, if it was part of the Gzeres HaMeraglim, why did he cause Mei Meriva? So the answer is, he explains that Mei Meriva was a pretext to include Moshe in the Gezeiros HaMeraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu already was by the Meraglim. He was in that episode, and since he was part of the Klal, he should be included in the Gezeiros to not go into Eretz Yisrael. But he was a huge tzaddik. So how is Hashem going to include Moshe Rabbeinu in the Gezeiros to make sure he doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael? He had him set up a situation where he would hit the rock, so that really he would already be part of that gzeira with the meraglim as well. He says, "Shehu ha'alil hamshech alav is a gzeira." It was a way to catch him in the net, so to speak, of the meraglim, because really Moshe should be exempted from the meraglim because he's such a big tzaddik. But the gzeira of the klal was also so great that Hashem needed a way in order to chap him into that. And the way to chap him into that as well was to have him go and hit the rock and be part of the gzeira, to be nichlal b'gzeira shenigzal Yisrael, and to be included in the gzeira and klal Yisrael. Now again, there's definitely a lot of questions on that. Why is that fair? All types of things. But Rechaim Shlomo's point is this. It's not about the individual. It's about the klal. It's about the tzibor. And since Moshe Rabbeinu was part of the tzibor, he needed to be included in the gzeira and the decree on all of Bnei Yisrael. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Like,
but he's also, so he says here, he says, Alpha Bishai Meshavet Levi, good. Shalom Nichlal B'Gzeira, V'gam Yosef Meshavet, he's also over 60. He says, Yitachin Shekevin Shia Moshe Manag Yisrael, but he's also a leader of the Jewish people. And because he's a leader of the Jewish people, he has a greater connection to the klal. Very good. Shayachu b'chal Yisrael b'chal bo ben tov ben lahatziv. So he has to be part of it because of his relationship as the Jewish leader. Excellent. Good. Fine. Now he says, let's look at another piece. Ready to learn some Zohar? I brought you the translation of the Zohar in Parshas Peshalach. We're not going to break our teeth over. We're not going to make you break your teeth over Aramaic. Listen to the Zohar in Parshas Peshach, the bottom of the first page. He says, Umala asos lachayesh ledaber lach al hamalach o al sarat tzava. You know the story of the Isha Shunamis and Elisha? The Isha Shunamis opened up her home to allow Elisha and Navi to have a place to sleep, to eat, whenever he was traveling. And he felt bad, he wanted to give her a gift. So he tells her, you know, I know kings and officers, can I go and speak to kings and officers? So the Zohar says, what exactly does this woman need from Elisha that he needs to go to kings? Like, what's she going to ask for? Like, what could be so remarkable? Ela yom zehaya gorem shekol bnei olam yoshim bedin. He says the day that Elisha spoke to the Yishai Shulamis and asked her what she needed was in fact Rosh Hashanah. Uva'oso yom nikra kadosh baruch hu melech. And which day is Hashem the King of Kings? Rosh Hashanah. Hamelech ha-mishpat. Amar la. Im at tzricha b'shvileich etzel ha-melech elyon al ma'asim shibadecha. Says Elisha to the Yishai Shulamis, what can I go before a kadosh baruch hu? Today Hashem is in the kisei ha-mishpat. He's the melech. I can go before him on your behalf and ask for you whatever you want, whatever you desire. So the Zohar says, V'tomer besoch ami ani yosheves. And what did she say? Besoch ami ani yosheves. I don't need anything, I sit amongst my people. Ma amra, what does she mean? Ela b'shah shehadin tali ba'olam. When there is din, when there is judgment on the world, shelo yipareit adam levado. Do not remove yourself from the tzibur. Don't stand alone. You do not want that Shemayim should look at you alone at a time of judgment. When there is judgment on the world, those who stand alone, even though they are righteous, they can be chapped up, they can be caused and caught up in the judgment. Don't separate yourself from the tzibur. When there's mercy on the Jewish people, when we're all one, when there's achdus. She says, no. Don't go before the king and ask for something specifically to a Kadosh Baruch Hu on my behalf. I want to be viewed on this day, besoch ami, amongst my people. And I don't want to separate from them at all. Besoch ami, she says. She understands the godless of being associated with the klal, being part of the tzibur. The Gemara in Brachas Aflamet says, La'olam, mine is La'olam, what does it say? Sorry. La'olam ishtatzef inish nafshe b'hadei tzibur. A person should always put himself with the tzibur. Rashi says, Al yispalel tefillah katzar b'loshen yachid. Don't daven your tefillos in the loshen of I. Ela b'loshen rabim. It should be in the plural. Shemitoch kach tefillos nishmas. When you daven in the plural, your tefillos are more accepted. That's why all Shemoneh Esrei is b'loshen rabim. Rashma kolei nu. Right? Because the tefillos are more accepted in that case. And this is important. As Rashi and the Gemara explain, you want to be with the tzibor. That's the most important thing, to be betoch klal hatzibor. The individual can attain much, much more when you attach yourself to the community and you look at yourself as part of the whole. The hanhag of a Kadosh Baruch Hu with the klal, with the tzibor, is always going to be better than when you're alone. The tzibor, says Rechaim Shalevitz, is a metzias acheres lagamre. It's a totally different reality. When you're part of the tzibur, when you're part of a group of people, the whole judgment, the whole way you're viewed is a totally different animal. It's not you. The whole perception in Shemayim is drastically different. And it's very, very beneficial to be part of the tzibur. Look here at the Drash HaSaran in Drash Aleph. He says, V'alzeh hatzad asher amsalanu havaya hativis humashia fligu lanu razal b'shivchu umarim shal tzibur. Chazal greatly praise being part of the tzibur. Ad she'amru la'olam tia'im tzibur alecha. The fear of the tzibur should be upon you. You should care what the tzibur is doing. Ad she'matzinu she'nenash adon ha'navim b'zeh ba'amru shimuna ha'marim. He says, even Moshe Rabbeinu was punished. Why? Because he separated himself. He separated himself from the tzibur. He said, shimuna ha'marim, you rebellious people. And he cut himself off from the community. V'afal pi she'kol echem mitzad prati yosav ha'yaroi l'zeh. And he says, honestly, Moshe Rabbeinu was right. All of the critiques Moshe Rabbeinu was correct, but you know what? He removed himself from the klal. The tzibur can attain much, much more than what the individual can on their own. When you come to a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a group, you are much more powerful. This is what we say on Lehel Seder, by the way, right? By the Rasha, what does it say? Because he was Parish Minat Tzibur. He took himself out of the klal, and therefore, he won't be saved from Mitzrayim. Because he said, I don't want to be part of the Jewish people. And that's why you won't be saved. That's how damaging it is to remove yourself from the tzibur. The Medrash says in Vayikra Rabbah, Amar Rabbi Tamchum bar Chanilai, benoig shabaolam masri shekasha echad v'noach l'shnayim. He says the way the world is that if it's difficult for one person to lift something, it's easier for two people to lift it, right? And ulishnayim noach arba. If it's difficult for two people to lift it, then it's easier for four people. Oshema masri kasha l'shishim ribo noach l'echad. But if something is difficult for 600,000 people, how can one person lift it? Meaning, the Torah is immense. If the Torah is meant for the tzibor, how could one individual possibly maintain and keep the entire Torah? But Kabbalah Satorah is able to be sustained because it's the tzibor. When all of the Jewish people keep the Torah, when all of the Jewish people are Makabel, Ol Malchus Shemayim, it makes it easier for each individual. We're all part of the klal. And that's what makes our observance of Torah mitzvahs better. When all the Jews are serving our Kadosh Baruch Hu, it lightens the burden, it lightens the weight of the Torah for each and every one of us. We even see that in a practical sense as well. You know, it's much easier to do the right thing, to behave the right way, to dress the right way, to say the right things, when you're with a chevra who also does that correct thing, right? If everyone's doing the right thing and behaving the right way, it's much easier to keep the mitzvah. When you're on your own, and you're isolated, and you're with a group, and you're not really part of the group, it's much more difficult to act, do, go, all those things you're supposed to do. But if you have a chevra that keeps it together, it lightens the burden of the Torah. The ol of the Torah is not as strenuous because you have friends who you do it with. You don't feel pressure. You don't feel a peer group that's against you. And that's the idea over here. It's much easier to bear that weight of the Torah when you have a group of people around you keeping it as well. He says that Chazal find the koach gadol of the tzibur, the great strength of what a tzibur can do. It says in the Tanchum and Parshas Nitzavim, Atem Mitzavim, Hayom, you're all standing here today. Mahayom Meir Pa'amim Afil Pa'amim. Just like sometimes the day can be lighter and brighter outside, and sometimes the day can be darker and, you know, not a little bit more gloomy. Afatem Kish'afil Lachem, Asid Lahir Lachem Or Olam. He says, Hez HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when times are dark for you, you should know that eventually things will get brighter. Shne'amar. Vayalacha Hashem La'or Olam. Hashem is your light of the world. Emasai. When is that the case? Bizman Shetu Kulchem Agud Echas. When we all become one group, one aguda, one unified group, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the light of Mashiach. Shne'amar. Chaim Kulchem Hayom. Benoig Shaba'olam. Im Notal Adam Aguda Shal Kanim. He says, the way of the world is, if I take a bunch of reeds, a bunch of thin reeds, Shema Yachol L'Shavim B'Vas Echas, can I break them all at once? No. They're one, I take, they make one big rope of reeds that I can't tear. V'ilu Nalu Echas Mehen, but if I take out one of the reeds from that group, I can snap them. V'ilu Tinok M'Shavim, a baby can break it. V'chenes Motzei She'en Yisrael Negalin Ad Shiu Kulam Agud Echas. There will not be a Geula. There will not be redemption until we are one unit. Shne'amar, b'yamim ha'hema uve'is ha'hinu ma'ashem. Hashem says, Yavo b'nei Yisrael b'nei Yehuda yachdav. The Navi Yirmiyah says that Yisrael and Yehuda must come b'yachad, together. K'shein agudim, mekalim p'nei Ashrina. When they are together, we will be able to be mekalim p'nei Ashrina and greet Mashiach Tzidkenu. And so too, by Matan Torah. We all know the famous pasuk. Vayisum Refidim, they left Refidim, Vayavom Midbar Sinai, they came to Har Sinai. Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Neged Hahar. And they camped by the mountain. It says Vayichan, not Vayachanu, says Rashi, Kishachad, Belevachad. Right? This is not the first time you heard this Rashi before? Mm-hmm. It was a Rashi before, it was a song. So what do we see over here? It's imperative. It's a must for Kabbalah Satorah, for unity, to come together, to share, to love and admire one another. We've been talking during Sphere about Shonu Hagu Kavazel Azeh, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, all of these things. The Belzer Rebbe would say, what do we call the Shabbos before Shavuos? Shabbos Derech Eretz, because Derech Eretz is Kadma LaTorah, and that's the Shabbos before Shavuos. Says Maseches Derech Eretz Zuta. Derech Eretz Zuta is a collection of statements from Amorayim, Chazal, from that period. It says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ha'wil v'sinu Yisrael es machlokes. When B'nai Yisrael hate machlokes, V'ahavos ha-shalom. And they love peace. V'nasu chaniya echas. And they encamp together. Hari ha-shah sha'atein lehem es Torah. See, that is the time I will give them my Torah. Kabbalah ha-Torah requires that there be a unification and a togetherness, a brotherhood amongst the Jewish people. The hatred of machlokes and the love of shalom allows us to come together that we can't break. We'll be this unit that's unbreakable if we stand by one another, we respect one another, we love one another, and we make ourselves part of the tzibur. It says in Bereishis Rabba Lamed Ches, Rabbi Omer, Gadol HaShalom, how great is peace? Sha'afilu Yisrael Obdim Avodas Kochavim Shalom B'neihem. He says, even if the Jewish people are worshipping Avodah Zarah, but there is shalom amongst them, Amar HaMakom says Hashem, Kavayachol Eini Yachol HaShalom, it's as if I can't touch them. Kevin Shalom Benam, there is peace amongst them. Shneamar, Chibur Atzavim Ephraim Hanachlo. Wow. That's a wild medrash. Even if we're worshipping Avodah Zarah Chas V'Shalom, but there's shalom and there's peace amongst us, we still have a powerful ability in the sense that the Kadosh Baruch Hu might not harm us as significantly. It says in the Yalkut Shemarim Parshas Naso, Sha'afilu Yisrael Obdin Avodah Zarah V'Shalom Benam, Kaviyachal Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ein HaSatan Nogebehem, the Satan cannot touch the Jewish people if they are unified and they create one aguda and one, you know, creation of shalom. He then develops in the last piece over here the strength of a yachid, of the and how it helps strengthen the yachid, the individual, when you're part of the tzibur. Look at the pasuk. It says in Vayikra Chavav, V'radfu mikem chamisha mea umea mikem ravava, yirdofu v'naflu avechem lifneichem lachar. This is this week's parsha, so we have a little bit of a connection to the parsha. It says in the curse of the Tochacha, in the blessings before the Tochacha, V'radfu mikem chamisha mea umea mikem ravava, that 50 of you will chase away 100, and 100 of you will chase away Rivava is 10,000. V'naflo evichem, and their enemies will fall before you by the sword. So the Taras Kohanim, the Medrash on the Pasuk says, V'chi kachaya cheshbon. Does that math make any sense? What did we say before? We said 50 will chase away 100. And 100 will chase away 10,000. That's not equal. That's not the same.
Exponential.
It's exponential. So says the Taras Kohanim, V'chi kachayu cheshbon. Where's the math over here? That doesn't make any sense. It should be 100 of you will chase away 2,000. When there is a lot of people coming together as a tzibur keeping the Torah, you can accomplish so much more. The individual is so much stronger. The potential is amplified way beyond what you think you could do if you were on your own. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, and Daf Kuf Gimel Amun Aleph, so great is eating, that Rabbi Yochanan himself said, why is eating together so great? Because food distances the near, and it brings close those who are far away. And he explains, I've left that part, I made a mistake, I forgot to bring that part of the Gemara, but it says that when you eat together, the godless of sharing a meal is kirav halavavos. People come together, they share food, and it brings a closeness, and it creates a unity and an achdus amongst people. So he just ends his beautiful mimer over here with one more piece. And the pasuk says, v'yavasra Yaakov levado, that Yaakov found himself alone when he sent his family away, when he was going to get the pachim katanim, the small vessels, that night, v'yavik yishimo adalos hashachar, and then he eventually had him find himself wrestling with the malach. Mikanir es godol hasakana shel levado, says Reb Chaim Shalevitz, how great is the danger of levado. Don't find yourself alone. Don't find yourself isolated. Don't find yourself depressed without people surrounding you. You want to never ever be levado. Always find yourself with a chevra, with a group of people, connecting to the people around you, because then you won't be in a case where you have to fight and wrestle against the satan, because you'll have a chevra around you. So he says, I know there's certainly an aspect of hisbodus and avodas Hashem. There's an aspect of being alone, of meditation. So Reb Chaim says you have to balance that. You have to balance that sense of being with people, but also having time to meditate and to be by yourself. But it should never be isolation. A person should never feel that they can't be with people, they can't hang out with people, they can't connect to the greater group and to the greater population, not be part of the tzibur. The Gemara says in Kedushin, this is a good preparation for Shavuos, Tana debate Rabbi Yishmael, Bini, my child, im paga b'cha menuvel zeh, if you come across this disgusting thing, the Yetzer Hara, mashchuhu lebeis ha-medrash, drag him to the beis medrash, says Reb Chaim. Why doesn't it say you should go learn Torah? Why isn't it say if you come across the Yetzer Hara, go learn Torah? Isn't that what the Gemara is saying essentially? Isn't beis medrash just a fancy way of saying Torah? What's the answer?
No.
Because there's people there. Excellent. There's people in the beis medrash. It don't just go learn Torah, but go to a chevra who's learning, who's sharing, who's building themselves up. That's how you overcome levado, and that's how you overcome the satan and the Yetzer Hara. And then it says in Maseches Beitza, Amar Rav, La'olam al yimna adam atzmo mi beis ha-medrash, afilu she'achas, a person should not keep themselves in the beis medrash, even for one moment. It didn't say Torah, it says beis medrash. A person should be surrounded by people who are growth-oriented, who are learning, who are inspired, who are working together and make themselves part of that chevra. And that goes back to our original point. Just to bring it full circle, the Levim are not counted amongst Bnei Yisrael because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to be separate, to not be part of a bad group. And we saw how detrimental it is to be part of a group of people who have an onesh, who have a punishment upon them, and how it can affect you as an innocent bystander. You have to be far, far away from such a people who might be affected by onesh. But on the flip side, the message for us is to attach ourselves to a chever, a group of people who are growing, who are connecting to Torah, to create that unified aguda, that unified place to come together and to work on ourselves, to be part of something bigger, that tzibur and that klal, so we can come closer to Hashem and magnify our potential. Again, it's not just about being part of the tzibur, but when you are part of a tzibur that's growth-oriented and involved in holy things, it just magnifies exponentially what you can accomplish and what you can do for yourself. Okay?